It's Monday, pre-voting day. What?
Yes, it is. Just a very subtle reminder to tell people, get to your polling place tomorrow.
Get off your butts and
vote.
Yeah,
that should be the ad campaign right there.
All right.
Get off your butts and vote. Can I tell you the most random thing in the world? I can't think of anything more random than this. But I keep meaning to tell you, and I keep forgetting to tell you. They brought back Murphy Brown. You know this, right?
Yes.
All right. I don't know if you... Did you watch the original Murphy Brown?
No.
So you're probably not watching the reboot of
No.
Murphy Brown, right?
Good assumption.
I just figured. All right. I bring it up because... And again, I know this is incredibly random, and we won't talk about this for the whole hour, probably. But on the old show, Murphy Brown had a primetime show, a show within a show. The show Murphy Brown was about a woman who did like a news magazine type show.
Oh, okay.
Right. So this time around, she has a morning show, and guess what it's called?
I
Murphy in the Morning.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Really?
Yeah.
Does she wear a straitjacket?
She does not wear a straitjacket on the show.
Would that go over today in this day and age?
Robert Murphy's straitjacket persona?
Yeah. He was Murphy in the Morning, and it was like a giveaway or something. He had a straitjacket that he was on a commercial, and you could win money. And
yeah.
I don't remember. He's crazy, was it?
The whole thing was to let you know that Robert Murphy was a certifiable lunatic. He
yes.
was wearing a straitjacket.
That would not fly.
I think somebody would take offense to that now.
Me.
I would
write
upset.
A letter.
That's interesting. I don't know that that would fly today. I think somebody would be upset. At my daughter's school, at their grade school, they used to have a thing called Crazy Days. And I don't know what went on. It just, they started to tell me, and I went, this sounds crazy. And they go, that's why we call it Crazy Days. But I even think that, and that was just 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, or maybe a little longer than that, closer to 10 years ago, I was sure that somebody would call and complain and go, you can't capitalize on people who have mental issues by having crazy days at your school.
But crazy, it means, you know, look at the game of Crazy Eights.
Right.
It doesn't mean that that card game should be institutionalized.
I don't know. I think it should be.
That is pretty. I like the game.
What about
I'm not
the Patsy Cline song, Crazy?
Crazy
why? Crazy for feeling so lonely.
Yeah, see, I don't like that term. You know, I don't like crazy or lazy, quite honestly.
Crazy or lazy.
Hazy, I'm okay with.
Of the three, yeah, I guess hazy'd be the one. Now, I still feel bad because on Friday, I don't remember how this came up, but I used the word gypped, and you nodded your head no, and you go, oh, no, you cannot say gypped anymore. I didn't know that.
I don't think that's...
Is that inappropriate?
I think so.
I didn't... This is the first time hearing about this.
Now, I could be wrong, but
because it's derogatory to
gypsies.
I'm pretty sure
you're not supposed to do it anymore.
I didn't know that. I won't say it anymore. I'm just learning this now. I swear. Because as I said it, you just gave me a look like, you didn't just say gypped, did you?
Well, and then I did physically say, I don't think that's
yeah.
politically correct anymore.
I
did
didn't
you
know
ask
that.
At home?
I asked some stewardesses.
That's not correct either.
What?
They're flight attendants.
What? I didn't know that.
Even waitress is wrong now.
Server. Yeah. Yep. But our job is still called rodeo
Idiot.
Clown.
Oh. You went nicer. Sorry.
I think we're a combination of idiot and rodeo clown.
He went nicer and funnier.
Did you? But whenever somebody would say DJ, didn't you cringe?
No,
what do you do? I'm a DJ. What?
Back, I know you hate this saying too, but I don't mind it. Back in the day.
Oh, that's worse than gypped.
Shut up.
That's way worse than gypped. Because people who say it never tell you what day they're referring to.
All right,
to.
I'll tell you.
What's
back
the day?
32 years ago when I started on the air.
Like, now we got description. I like this.
All right, I guess. That is just an easy way to say back in whose day? My day? Your day?
What does it mean? The 1300s?
All right,
Wednesday? It's so vague.
In my early days of radio. Is that better?
This sounds like the beginning of your Books on Tape.
It was...
that
is the
story.
50 Shades of Grey version. Request line?
Yeah.
Yep. No, but back when I started in radio, it was very exciting to be called a DJ because you were a disc jockey.
Yeah.
You played discs.
Yeah.
That's what it meant.
Yep.
Then it took on a whole new meaning, and DJ was not necessarily a radio person. It was someone in a club who mixed the tunes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So that is what a DJ is now. And then, you know, when I made the jump from music radio to talk radio, that's when you feel funny saying, I'm a DJ.
It seems
inconsequential.
It doesn't it? It does. And you know who changed it, in my opinion? DJ Jazzy Jeff. I think he's the one that made you realize whether or not you were a DJ or not. You go, I could never do what DJ Jazzy Jeff is doing.
Did you hear? I thought of you this morning. I was watching WGN TV News, and on Dean's report, he said the Spice Girls are getting back together.
Did you hear this? No.
All of them except Posh.
Ugh. Why is she the holdout?
Because she's already got... Is she still married to David Beckham?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's why. She's going to focus...
Victoria Beckham.
Yes. Right? She's going to focus on her fashion line.
Yeah.
But if you're having a reunion, I mean, couldn't she just do it for a short, like, special occasions?
Like Mike Nesmith did with the Monkees.
Right.
Just if it's around you and it's easy enough to do, then why not?
I think she should do it.
Yeah.
We should try and book her and talk her into it, Jasmine. Good luck getting Posh Spice. She just rolls her eyes.
Her
Jasmine
son
does not
goes
like
to
it.
School with... You're not doing
oh,
it,
Oh, well, then you could get it.
Her son goes to school with my daughter. Isn't that cool?
Maybe. It's so cool that you use your daughter now to name drop.
I know.
It's come full circle.
It's come to that. All right, speaking of holdouts, anytime the Brady kids get together, there's always one holdout.
Not anymore.
And it's always Eve Plum. Not anymore.
Oh, so you saw
the same picture.
Too.
Yeah. They're going to do a reality show based on the house that was the actual Brady, the real house they used
different.
For exteriors. It does kind of look a little different, right? So is it the HG channel? Who's doing the show? I can't remember who's doing it.
I don't know. I've been trying to print a calendar for the last 50 minutes.
Not easy.
All right, I'll do that
later. So they got all six Brady kids, the original Brady kids, together for the first time in years because Eve Plum always wants nothing to do with it. But for some reason, this time she's on board and smiling, a legitimate smile.
She looks the oldest out of all of them now. She is... She looked different than the rest of them, in
my
opinion.
Yeah. But
Cindy
but
looks great.
She looks... Yeah. She is the youngest. That's why she looks the youngest.
In curls.
It's the first time we've seen all of them kind of gray. I've never seen Barry Williams with gray hair, but all his hair is gray.
And
Mike Lukemlin has been gray for a long time. Chris Knight has been gray for a while. But it's weird to see because... Are they locked in a time in your head? Like in my head,
they're
an age, and then you look at them and you go, oh, the Bradys are all in their 60s and their 50s now.
Yeah, that's weird to me because I think of the Marsha, your bracelet. That's the age that's etched into my, where she may have had her hair parted very far on one side.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, Jasmine, can you find the Brady Bunch theme?
What do you think happened with Eve Plum, though, that all of a sudden, because for years, no matter what they would do, and I've, you know, over the years, and I'm sure you've been in the same situation, it's inevitable if you do radio, you'll meet a Brady or two. So I've had Barry Williams on, Maureen McCormick on, Cindy, Susan Olsen on, just those three, I think. Yeah, just those three. And I always ask about Eve Plum, and I always get an eye roll, like, she does not want to play.
Yeah, but Eve Plum means so much to me because... Can you start the theme, Jazz?
Here's the story.
Just let it play for a minute because I may have to let it go a while.
All right.
That's
fine.
All of them had hair
you can hear Barry.
You can tell by their voices where in the run they recorded this version because they changed it every year.
Yeah.
It's the story of a man named Brady.
I'm just hearing Marsha.
Yes.
With three boys of his own.
Yeah.
Yet they were all
Did you think the original series was as good or better than the cartoon?
I hated the cartoon.
Cartoon was awful.
It was a
Just
joke.
It was awful.
That shouldn't have even happened.
Do you remember who their animal friends were on the cartoon version?
Dragon?
No, they didn't have a dragon. You're thinking of Game of Thrones.
No.
On the Brady Bunch... Remember there was a crossover episode where the Bradys were on Game of Thrones and they had a dragon? That's what you're thinking of.
No, I don't remember.
All right. They had a dog named Mop Top.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Who looked like Hot Dog from the Archies?
A lot like.
Okay.
I think they used old cells.
I think you're right.
Of Hot Dog. And they had two pandas named Ping and Pong.
That's right.
You'll meet Mop Top and Ping and Pong the pandas. Yeah.
All right. Well, I missed the part. I just, what at the very part? Beginning, Eve Plum as Jan.
Oh, that's you would what add I always, that yourself?
And then at the very end, I'd go, and B. Davis as Alice. Da, 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 da.
Was that your training for Monday?
Yes.
Was that the early versions of Wednesday?
Yes, but Eve Plum as Jan, right as
you
it was
also
starting.
Did that with the X-Files theme. You added your own lyrics.
Which David Duchovny stole.
He did. In all fairness, he stole those from you.
Because it was the next day he was on a show, and I gave him the lyrics. The Brady Bunch kids have come home to see what HGTV is planning to do with their old TV house.
Yeah.
The six actors reunited. This is huge. All of them are together at the North Hollywood home that served as the exterior for their iconic 1970s series. HGTV purchased the famed home in August after a much publicized bidding war with NSYNC singer Lance Bass.
Mm-hmm.
What does he want with it?
I think just because he was such a fan of the show, he thought it'd be cool to own it.
Have you more know? Money.
Well, his goal was to turn it into a museum, a Brady Bunch museum, which
Wasn't
is pretty cool.
Wasn't he supposed to go to the moon?
Yeah, he's still going to go to the moon.
My God, an example of having too much money. Buying the Brady house and going to the moon.
Yeah, I think you're right. He does. He's got way too much money.
Good God, y'all.
I just like a guy that anytime anything makes him happy, he wants to buy it. That's so cool. Like, I would love to drive around in the Batmobile, but I know realistically that's probably not going to happen.
Don't they have that at the Volo Auto Museum?
They have one. I think they have one of the Bat. There's... Over the years, all of a sudden, there's hundreds of Batmobiles.
What?
Yeah. So I don't know. My guess is the Volo probably has the legitimate one, but every time you go to a comic book show now, the Batmobile is there.
And the Ghostbusters.
The Ghostbusters.
Ecto-mobile.
Mobile, yeah.
The tour of the house will be documented on the HGTV show. All of them are there. Barry Williams, Greg, Maureen McCormick.
Even the rare Eve Plum.
As Jan.
The rarest of all Bradys. Anytime they would do anything, like if they would do, remember they did a Very Brady Christmas, yeah. She didn't show up. And when
that was
they did,
a smart move.
Oh, in retrospect, anytime they tried to reinvent it, it was always awful. Remember when they did, for a year, they did a show that people used to call Brady something that was like, it wasn't really called that, that was just the nickname for the show, because it was like a very serious look at the Bradys. It was awful.
Like a behind the music
drama.
Kind of thing?
No, it was like, oh, this is life.
Well,
but
who
with
was
the
somebody
Bradys.
Was a race car driver?
Bobby was.
Oh, I saw that.
Awful.
That was pretty bad.
Oh, God, it was horrible. So bad. But they always got somebody else to come in and play Jan because she didn't want any part of it. Although one time it was Marcia that didn't want any part
yeah.
of it. They replaced her for one of those shows. But it's just weird to see them. I get choked up. I get up. Look at me. Promised myself I wouldn't cry, and here I go.
I thought you were doing a bat impersonation.
Of what?
A bat.
Of a bat? No, why would I do that? I want to, Jazz, get Eve Plum on to explain herself, because in the world I lived in, Eve Plum was done with the Bradys, and now here she is front and center.
Well, money must be running out.
Note that Cousin Oliver is nowhere to be found.
He should have never been there in the Rob, first place.
Wendy. Bite your Botox tongue.
Maybe I did get my tongue Botoxed. He went on to form a John Denver tribute band.
He did?
Yes.
He looked just like John Denver.
Like 100%. The glasses, everything.
He couldn't possibly look more like John Denver.
All right, watch this, listeners. John Denver's real name?
Henry Dutchendorf Jr.
There are things that you are so proud of yourself for knowing.
That's true, though, right?
Oh, yes.
John Dutchendorf Jr.
You're making
Henry
me cry.
John Dutchendorf Jr.
I'm crying Botox.
Can you... Oh, that's rare. Can you remember the Saturday morning show that Robbie Rist was on, the kid who played Cousin Oliver? Right after he was Cousin Oliver, he was on a Saturday morning show, and it was about a guy... who was a teacher who somehow was able to shrink down to kid size and then shrink back up or unshrink himself to adult size.
I don't remember that.
Big John, Little John.
I don't remember that at
Big
all.
Big John, Little John, what a way to grow. Big John, Little John.
How about my toe? What was the...
That's more than I should know.
Oh, that's it?
That's just about me, though. And the older guy, the guy who played him as an adult, Herb Edelman. Now, they should have got John Denver, because then you got a hit.
Was he was still alive. Who's Herb Edelman?
Herb Edelman, Wendy. You don't remember him?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Wait, I got a picture of him in my wallet.
Robbie Wrist, is that a name that you want to have as a teenager?
What are you inferring? Wendy, I'm offended.
Who am I looking at?
I am so offended. I talked to him on the night show once, and we were going to have him on for 15 or 20 minutes.
Robbie Wrist?
He was on for an hour. He had a lot to say.
Well, sure. No one else talks to him.
Oh.
He's not part of this.
Oh.
I can't find a picture.
No, because he's the first to tell you that even though he liked the kids in the Brady Bunch, the kids in the Brady Bunch didn't like him.
Well, I don't blame him.
Because they got him. We've seen this on other TV shows. They start out, when a show starts out, they got little kids that are cute and adorable. And then as the show gets older, the kids get older and they're not as cute or adorable.
Right.
So then they add like a new adorable. That's why we added Judy Pylak to the bonus hour.
Duh.
That's the reason. We needed a cute, adorable little Muppet, and there's Judy. So
a Moppet or
yeah.
Muppet?
No, a Moppet. Muppet, I'd get sued by Taraji B. Henson, the creator of the Muppets.
That's not his name.
It's not Taraji P. Henson?
No.
Oh, I thought it was.
I think it's Jim, right?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Although the Henson is getting sued by the other Henson because of that crazy movie that didn't do
war.
Well.
I know.
And Melissa McCarthy, I heard Dean talking about her new movie that she might be up for an Academy Award. It's a serious
drama.
Movie. She's amazing in it.
Yeah.
It's so weird coming on the heels of that great Muppet caper that was like a sex fest.
I know.
That's so weird.
Well, it just shows she diversifies.
Her versatility,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, we'll take a break, and then our cute little Muppet news lady, Judy Pylak, will be on.
It's all that Botox I did. He thinks I'm young again.
Oh.
You do look different.
You look great.
Really?
You're shiny.
Not yet.
Shiny and new.
It takes about a week, but.
Yeah. All right, more after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, my Botox partner in crime.
Oh, can we talk about that a little bit after the news? Are you up for that, Jude? Discuss the Botox treatment of yesterday or not? No.
And if not, sorry.
Well, you can't tell because I can't move my face. Yes.
You do look completely different today.
What? Yeah. I do
you
not.
Look
it
you
takes
look
a while.
3 weeks younger.
Remember, and the doctor
the
said blonde hair, blue eyes. It doesn't take a lot.
And really?
We're
it does
the two
for me.
That I think I've noticed something.
Yeah, it does always. I've had it done once or twice before, but only one little shot.
Yeah.
I got, I don't know, 20.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Is your forehead tender? Because mine kind of hurts
little.
A little.
It's just, well, I think it's all tightening up like it should.
It's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe
what
I
did
should
they
put some in my ass.
Think about the person that just turned their radio on just at that second.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what they must be going through
right
now.
They turned it right off.
Yep.
That's a joke.
Yep.
I don't care.
All right.
It's election day. I'm going to vote against me.
Tomorrow's election day.
Yeah, but go ahead and vote today.
Because of the time change.
Yes.
I didn't want to vote early because I want to go to the polling place on the day of. To me, that's exciting.
I love voting on election day.
On election day.
However, on voting day.
On voting day.
I can't wait to get a sticker.
Yeah,
wouldn't
I love this. I love everything about it.
Yeah.
I walk out proudly.
Humming the battle hymn of the Republic.
Mm-hmm. And then I get so mad when I run into people who didn't vote.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
That's beautiful. Don't do it during the news, though. It's distracting.
All right. Woo! Vote! It's vote! Vote, vote, vote. One and two and vote.
What's the best voting temperature, Judy? Do we have a definite
Well, I think
best
the
possible?
Best would be like 64 degrees.
Oh, that's a good voting
that
temperature.
Is.
But
I agree.
49, it's not 20. It's
right.
not rain.
Right.
It's going to rain early and then it'll be fine.
Do you think people's votes will be affected by the temperature? Like, will somebody go, I was going to vote this way, but because it's more brisk than I expected, I'll vote the other way?
No, but I think what it does is... people will not vote. It'll
because
determine whether they vote
cold.
Or not. Any excuse not to go out and do it.
Right.
To get in the car or go walk down the street. But
do you think if I vote for Kwame Raoul for every possible job, will my vote still count?
Like that you'll write his name in?
For everything, yeah.
It would only count for...
State's attorney.
Attorney general.
Attorney general.
Yes.
All right.
That would be the...
I'm Kwame Raoul.
Yeah. Wendy, did you just hear her Kwame Raoul impression?
I don't think he has an accent, but go ahead.
I'm Kwame Raoul. That's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And Barack Obama was out stumping for him.
He had no voice.
Yep.
By the end of the day yesterday, yeah.
Takes a lot out of you. Stumping
sure,
takes a lot out of you, Judy.
Is, yeah.
It sure does.
Talk to my tree trimmer about that.
He'll tell you. Yep. Good point. Good
I feel
point.
Drunk on Botox.
All right. So for people who don't know, we talked about this at the beginning of the show. Yesterday, during the weekend WGN radio, Frank Fontana and Kathy Hart came in, and they did a segment about Botox.
It was
Botox.
A Botox party.
It was a Botox party. Mm-hmm.
Both of you came in and had a procedure done, a Botox procedure done. You had had this done in the past, Judy, or
yes,
not?
Yes, I've had it done, I think, twice in the past maybe 10 years. So
and
it's
Wendy,
been a
once
while.
For you?
Yeah, I did it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Probably 10 or 15 years ago.
Have things changed since the last time, or is it the same basic injection?
It's the same. The only thing that changed was I got a lot more. The first time, and actually it was a Botox party at the doctor's office near my home.
Yeah.
And I had like one little boop. I didn't even feel a thing.
Just a quick insert.
Little, yeah. That was, let's say, maybe 6-7 years ago.
Oh, it's a while ago.
Yeah. And then maybe a year or two ago, I had another, same thing, those to that 11 there.
Yeah.
I got it around there. But again, just one very minor.
Mary Vandeveld used the same. Was it Mary?
Well, that's
or was
what it's called.
It's the 11 line?
Yeah, the 11.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
because it looks like an 11.
I see them right on you right now.
Oh, my God.
Yes, do that. Them. But now you've got lines up there. Oh, my goodness. You might want to come in for the next podcast.
I'm just going to put some cardboard or felt over them. I'm not going to have an injection.
Now, I was trying to explain to Wendy, because the doctor told me my lines will still be there even after the Botox kicks in.
Oh, they did?
There'll be faint lines. I don't care. I don't even care about, really, I just came in because it was like, well, I'll get free Botox.
Yeah,
but,
pure pressure. All the kids are doing
but
it.
But see, so you're 11s now because you're kind of thinking. You're looking at
not
me.
Not me.
Well, okay. You're acting like you're thinking.
Yep.
But what it'll do is I won't be able to do that. I won't be able to do this.
Because
the Botox,
that part of your face will be paralyzed.
Okay, it's not paralyzed.
It's not?
Yes,
frozen.
It does.
It's
a botulism poison that kind of paralyzes the muscles.
Do we need to say those kind of words? Paralyzed, botulism?
But that's
kind
of
what
it is.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It just prevents you from doing that. I never felt like I was frozen.
But Jude,
now I have seen people who do
like
that.
What do you do when you want people to know that you're inquisitive? If you can't make that face, they will have no idea you're being inquisitive.
Huh,
I'm being inquisitive.
Like we should do. Why do we need to do that?
Oh, I guess. But you're used to like manipulating your face in such a way to get points across, you won't be able to do that anymore. No one will talk to you anymore.
I know. And I mean, I've seen people who really cannot move their face.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on a regular basis. Chicago Aesthetic Surgery Institute. He has
How
several
often do they
offices.
Recommend that you go?
A couple times a year I was talking to somebody.
So the Botox lasts 3 to 4 months.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good deal.
What if somebody had it done every 3 or 4 months for years and years and years and then just stopped? Would their face all of a sudden cave in?
No.
No,
it
but
wouldn't?
Their lines would show, obviously.
Yeah, but it would gradually
kind of,
come back.
How much does it cost?
We never did get a good answer.
No,
on
Dr.
That.
Steven Sherba, that's Sherba. How you say it. And it's he has locations.
He was Sherba cute.
He was cute.
Wow. Well, your price just went down.
Yeah.
All of
you
a sudden,
know, Judy does
running,
that to,
six for a dollar.
I do. I
love,
schmooze.
She just speaks her mind, which I have no filters. You think I have no filters?
No, Judy's the queen of that.
Oh, I do have filters. That's
now you know.
But you can't see them now because of the Botox.
I only say things I know I can get away with. I don't say things I know I can't get away with.
Oh, that's smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very smart. You didn't feel even an iota of pain?
Yes,
There was some pain? I did.
My face is still hurting me.
Is it really?
I know, it's killing you.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I probably have like a slight, not even a headache, but yeah, you're right.
Oh.
I feel it. Tender, yeah.
Yeah, it's tender.
But the needle is so little, which is great. But, you know, still, it's your face. You can feel the prick.
Yeah.
Because the skin's breaking.
I know, I work with them every day.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man.
Jasmine, I'm retiring after today's show.
I think the Botox has gone to other parts of her body.
I think it made me smarter.
but otherwise, and then the little sting, I mean.
And it changed.
How is little Sting doing? Was he over on the show yesterday?
He lasted a long time.
He did synchronicity, but a little kid's
Don't
version of it.
Don't make me walk out of this room.
No, I don't
but
want
they,
that.
But what it has changed is in the past when I got it, honestly, it was like 12 years ago, and it was the 11 lines, and it worked, and they kind of put it in there. Yeah. Now they individualize it more. Like, she did a couple of pokes on either side of my nose because she said, if I don't do these, you will look like a rabbit.
Oh,
so
wow.
Evidently, I have a few lines on the top of my nose.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't. You and Mary Vanderbilt got that as well. I did not get the nose ones. Well,
you don't have, and again, that's what I mean. It's like very...
customized,
and it never used to be. It was like you
here's,
just
boom. Yes, these are the pinpoints that we
right.
do. Absolutely.
And now, like, there were a couple areas where she said, I'm just putting a couple of drops as opposed to a whole vial.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you want to start out slow. You don't want, you can't take it away. You'd have to wait several months for it to go.
They used their analogy was the salt. You don't want to oversalt because then you're done. You want to just put a little bit
like
of
a soup
salt.
Or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Put a little bit of salt. And then if we, they even said, if we need to
more
touch
salt.
Directions
in two
come
weeks.
In 2 weeks and they'll touch it up because they'd rather put less in now
than have too much.
And too much. You can't do anything
Bill,
about it.
I asked this question kind of with you in mind, Dr. Stephen Sherba. And
Sorbet.
No, but I said, how come when some people get too much stuff done, they all look like cats?
Yes, that's
and
true.
And second of all, do you just listen to the patient? Like if they come in and want this, do you just say, okay, the patient's always right? And he said, no. My business is word of mouth. So, and that's a representation of my work. So if someone's walking around saying, I did that.
Right.
I don't
want to look,
yeah.
You want them to look good.
Right.
That
so
makes
that,
sense.
That goes to his ethics, I think.
Absolutely.
So that's good.
How do you think they came up with, and this has been going on, Botox has been going on for decades. How did they decide at some point that botulism was the thing to put into somebody's face? That seems like something you wouldn't want to put in your face.
Right.
I mean, I guess it works, but that seems, what kind of experimentation went on before
they decided
botulism?
Well, it must be with the cells or they saw it do something. It's like, you know, I take this medicine, a pill every day so that I don't have a recurrence of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That, amoxifen it's called, tamoxifen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That apparently was for something completely different.
And then they realized at some point,
yes,
it
like you
cancer.
Said, something. They're like, wait a second, this is blocking cancer cell. Yeah,
huh.
So it happens more than you would think.
I guess so.
It's made for one thing.
Yeah,
and apparently people in Europe take this on a daily basis. It's tamoxifen. They demanded it and get it. It's so different here with the FDA, where it takes years and years and years and lots of research.
Yeah,
there people want it. They just give it to them.
Yeah.
So people take that. Just so they, and maybe it's true, so they don't get cancer ever.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that pans out.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's so botulism, who knows? Maybe in a petri dish, they said.
No, it was an eye doctor, an ophthalmologist, who discovered it with his wife. According to Reader's Digest, it's here. Let me just read you this.
All right.
He was in 1987, Vancouver doctors.
You read it, Wendy, and we'll digest it.
1987. Vancouver doctors Jean, or no, I guess it would be Jean because she's the girl, and Alistair Carruthers accidentally discovered cosmetic properties in toxin normally used by ophthalmologists. The couple's discovery changed the face of beauty, later became a billion-dollar industry.
Mm. But now we're going to ask the question, why were they using it for ophthalmology?
Yeah, I can't figure that out either.
The point is, like, who would use...
Because somebody's eye was, an uncontrollable blinking and spasming of the eye and surrounding areas.
That's
pleasant. Was treated with a diluted solution of botulism toxin, which injected into the skin, it temporarily paralyzed the spasming muscles.
That's smart.
So, yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, I don't know where they began to try it with that, but one day, by Jean's account, the woman, one of her patients became irate that her forehead was not being injected. But your forehead isn't spasming, Jean responded, and asked why she cared. And she said, because when you inject my forehead, my wrinkles go away. So that's where it kind of began. At dinner that night, 1987.
Oh, that's not long ago at all.
Right. It's been around and it's FDA approved. I'm pretty positive because when it did come out, you found out, wow, botulism, that's not...
Isn't there, what's the chemical or the natural thing, botulism, I guess, whatever you want to call
it. Botulinum toxin.
Yeah, toxin. Isn't there another toxin that we, when the bread goes bad?
Mold?
Sourdough bread? I put that is.
I'm going all the way over here to get here. No, there's something about like an antibiotic. Isn't there some property of mold that
penicillin.
We use? Penicillin. Thank you. Yeah. So maybe there are a lot
John
of
Salk, right?
toxins that we use. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
As
look at blue cheese, guys. I hate to break it to you. It's mold. That's why it's blue.
Right.
Shut your mouth.
No, it's true.
I know.
You know that.
I don't want to think about it because I love blue cheese.
I can't shut my mouth.
You need
lip injections, by the way.
I would never do that.
Yeah,
although
I am
never
going
say
to.
Never.
I need fillers. I need a lot.
Use Lipitor. I think that's what it's for.
That's for fatty acids or something.
Don't use
well,
Lipitor.
Then maybe they use it for the fatty lips.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't do the lips. That's, to me, no.
But that's not important to you. Some people would like that. I mean, look at Kim Kardashian and her butt. That's what she wants.
Yeah.
Okay, at some point, I thought that was her real butt, and then soon learned it was
not. She had
not.
It altered.
Yeah, because I'm like, why would anyone want? Although
but she
I will,
wants it.
I will
she
also say, it. Why? How could that ever happen to anyone? That butt was so...
No, she did that on purpose.
I know.
So they could show driving
and
movies on
I,
it on
when
the
when I learned that, I was like, of course, because that would almost be... carnivalish thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a freak show.
Yeah, freak show. Exactly. Like,
yeah. To be.
I was just telling you about Ed Wood. I saw it over the weekend.
Yeah, it's great.
Johnny Depp is great in it. And there's Lisa Marie who plays Vampyra.
Right.
Who I read about, and Vampyra sued Elvira for stealing her act, but it didn't come through.
Do you mean Elvira
Wait,
sued?
I think the other way around, right?
Elvira sued
Vampyra.
No, Vampyra.
Vampyra was
first.
So she sued Elvira.
Right.
Okay.
Like I said.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, what movie is this?
Ed Wood. Do you know what that is?
No, but it's
a, he's a director.
He's the guy who made Plan 9 from Outer Space, which a lot of people say is the worst movie of all time. He's
but in the way that like cult fan, I mean, it's a movie that
it's enjoyable in how bad it is.
Like
it's,
The Room kind of
thing. Yeah. It's
but is
so
that
bad.
The name of the movie, Ed Wood?
Ed Wood is the one that stars Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, Johnny
and,
Depp.
Oh, my God. Who plays Houdini? I can't think of his name right now because I couldn't believe that was him.
Houdini?
In the movie of Ed Wood.
Harry Houdini?
Yes. Not Houdini. I'm sorry. He plays Bela Lugosi.
Oh,
Martin Landau. Is the most amazing.
Yeah, he's great.
What is
I
this movie about?
I think he won the Academy Award for it. It's about a down-on-his-luck filmmaker, Johnny Depp, Ed Wood, and his
Who's
efforts
a real person,
to do
Ed
this
Wood.
Movie, Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Oh,
It's based on a very true story.
Is it good? Is the movie good?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's fantastic.
Martin Landau won the Academy Award, I think, for that.
He looked like Bela Lugosi. Like, it took me a while to even realize that was Marty Landau.
Bela Lugosi, when they made this movie, was strung out. He had drug problems. He was broke. All the money he made from the Dracula movies was dried up, and he just had
his
all
star
kinds
had
of issues.
Fallen.
Wow.
So he
so
agreed.
This is an older movie.
This is about 25 years old.
I was going to go to the movies and see it, but
No.
But getting back to Lisa Presley, were you about
No.
Lisa Marie.
Lisa Marie.
I'm
sorry. Not Lisa.
Not Lisa Marie Presley. Lisa Marie. Anyway, I looked her up because I didn't know if she was real because her waist was like 21 or 22 inches.
Yeah.
But she had like 40 double D breasts and. 38 inch hips, and it looked very weird to me when I saw her walking down the street.
She
was married to Tim Burton for
a while. Married? I think they were living together for years. I don't think they got married. I don't think.
But I looked up her measurements, and she did have a 22 inch waist, and like seriously, like 40 breasts and 30. So it looked very weird to me. But that's something she wanted.
Yeah.
She probably wore a corset. You know, girls were doing that.
Well, maybe. Yeah. That's what I always wonder when I see her. Is she wearing a corset?
Really?
It was
really. I would have done that if I had known it helped that much.
It wouldn't look right.
But I think what she did.
Talk about a freak show.
She probably had a good waist to begin with and enhanced everything else, right?
Because
how can you make your waist that small? That would.
Well, there were always rumors that people would have a rib taken out. Women would have a rib
taken
out.
Okay.
I don't know if she did. I don't know if anyone.
Ed Wood was 1994. Does that sound right?
94? Yeah. Yeah. I think that sounds right.
Yes, the release date, September 28th, the Tim Burton movie. I love him.
I love Tim Burton.
Bill Murray's in it.
He is great.
I have got to see this movie. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a
How
good
did I
movie.
Never hear of it?
It's in black and white.
Yeah.
So Don't keep adjusting your contrast button on your TV.
My console?
Yeah, on your console, on your RCA
Victor.
Were
my hi-fis on the side?
Why can't I get color? What's going on? When I used to manage a video store, there were a bunch of movies that we had that were in black and white, and I always had to warn people, and it didn't matter. They'd bring, this movie's broken. Casablanca's broken? What's wrong? It's in black and white. They'd panic. We also had a couple of movies that were foreign movies, but they were great. And anytime anyone would rent it, I always go, by the way, this movie's in French. I know. That's cool. They'd return it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't
gosh.
Speak French. I don't know. There's captions. There's subtitles. It'd be all right.
Sometimes I love subtitles.
Oh, me too.
Just, I don't know. Because you know, especially if it's a foreign film and it's dubbed or sometimes it's just hard to hear. I just love.
Oh, even on movies that don't normally have them, because, yeah, you have the option on your TV.
Yeah, but not usually, yeah. But sometimes I feel like I just watched one with subtitles, and I kind of loved it.
Yeah.
Lisa Marie was a model and actress who, her name, Lisa Marie Smith, but she just went by Lisa Marie.
That's a weird last name. Who could pronounce
but
that?
But there's another Lisa Marie Smith, I think.
Oh, there is?
So that's why she did it. She's only 49 years old.
Right now.
So she looked that age in the movie.
You're on IMDb? See if she worked again after Tim Burton, after she broke up with Tim Burton, because I have not seen her in a single thing since
she was in Mars Attacks.
But that was when they were together. That was a Tim Burton movie, too.
I love that. She was...
Is she a good actress?
She's our generation's finest actress.
Okay, that's not true. But she was pretty good. She was pretty
good. She was fine, yeah. She was.
I can't find
You were never in awe of her acting ability, but, you know.
Were you in awe of her look, of her body, since she had such a cinch waist?
No. I mean, you know, you could tell it was made by scientists, you know? You would just look at her and go, this ain't right.
I gotta see her.
There's no way this is right.
I gotta look her up.
I can't find the IMDb Lisa Marie.
They're not showing her?
Is she the one who was at James at 16?
Mm.
See what I mean? There are two different Lisa Marie's.
With Lance Kerwin?
Yes.
No, I think that's a different
You just brought him up on the show recently.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get his name in every week. I brought him up around Halloween because he's in one of the scariest scenes in television history in Salem's Lot.
Oh yeah!
Salem's Lot together with James Mason.
I can't find anything on just
Lisa Marie. See, even IMDb won't have her on anymore. She shouldn't have broke up with Tim Burton.
Then she sued them. I sued him. Director Tim Burton has been sued for fraud by former lover Lisa Marie.
Oh.
She's an actress, model, artist, writer, and photographer. She claims that Burton owes her palimony from their 10-year relationship.
Mm.
10 years? Isn't
that
common
time.
Law?
Yeah,
seven
it is.
Usually.
Yeah, it is.
I can't find
I'm trying to think of who he left her for.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, that's right. Helena Bonham Carter.
Which they're not together anymore either.
I just saw her in a movie. I saw her in Ocean's 8 over the weekend. Did you see that?
Is there really an 8?
Yeah, that's the one with the all-women cast.
Oh, yeah. No, I did not see that.
Yeah. All right, we must take a break. Judy, thank you for hanging out.
I know.
That happens when you talk beauty.
Do a cliffhanger for tomorrow's episode.
She has been in something in 2015.
What was it? Something I bet we've never heard of.
She played Nurse Sally in Beauty in the Broken.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah, Silent Night, Lords of Salem,
mm-mm.
The Beatniks,
nope.
Planet of the Apes.
Oh.
2001.
But that's with Tim Burton again.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He kind of...
Why don't you manage her?
I will.
She and Lance Kerwin could hook up.
I can work with both of them. I'll work on a project with both of them. And Kwame Raoul. I'll throw him in there, too.
I'm Kwame Raoul.
You know Kwame Raoul.
She looks like a lot of his characters in the animated characters.
Doesn't she?
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's got the long, skinny face
and a tiny
dark
waist.
Lips and
yep.
I can't find the tiny waist.
It's in there.
I'm not getting
it. It's in the middle, toward the middle. Almost the exact center. All right. Thanks, Jude, for hanging out. We'll take a break and then close things off. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. That's it.
Today flew, man.
Done.
It really did.
Elfine.
L'enfant.
L'enfant.
The end.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Greatly appreciated. Hope you had a great time. Tomorrow, another exciting adventure. It should be good. Tune in then. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.